Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and on this show, I play music you don't like, and I talk about things that, quite frankly, you don't care about. The time is 3:03, 08, 09, and now 10 on a Friday morning, 3 in the a.m., and oh boy, guys, girls, people, oh boy, people, I am tired tonight, let me tell you. Yes, this is the show where I don't plan things out. I plan the music I'm going to play, and I plan time in which I'm going to talk. And beyond that, I don't really plan anything I'm going to talk about, which I'll admit in the past has proved to be a real problem because I just kind of elongate my words to fill the time instead of actually giving anyone any content. But hopefully you don't really care about that tonight. It's kind of early in the morning or late at night if you prefer to see it that way. And I find that most people don't really care as much when it's kind of that time. Now, no, I don't mean to say that. I don't mean to insult my listeners, all 10 of you. That's an all-time high, by the way, for probably birds. 10 of you. I don't mean to insult you in any way. And I don't think I come across as such. But if you ever get a bit ruffled, I suppose, by what I say, just know that I'm not trying to. And I'm really trying to do my best here. And it's stressful. I'm in the station alone. And there are all these wires everywhere. And I don't know what any of them do, but I keep pulling at them, trying to figure it out. And sometimes things beep and sometimes things blink. But I just roll the punches, really. I guess they're my own punches. Anyways, what you just heard, I should mention, the song you heard, the real song. You heard The Shins, Caring is Creepy, to start off the night. And then you heard the very special Probably Birds theme song. That's right. We're basically an official radio show now. I guess we were before, but now it feels a bit more official. That song was given to me. It was a gift from my uncle and my niece. I saw them this past weekend for mostly Passover and a little bit of Easter. And it's kind of nice because I've got some siblings and none of them got a present, but I did. So made me feel kind of special. And quite frankly, I think the song fits the tone of the show perfectly. And I can't really explain it beyond that, but it's kind of like, what sort of a thing are we going to talk about tonight? Probably birds. And spoilers, we're probably not going to talk about birds. So if you've tuned in for bird chat, I guess we could call it, you may be sorely disappointed. And I don't mean to leave anyone sore. It's a very apologetic show. Maybe you can tell. I haven't actually apologized yet, but, you know, it gets to be this certain time. And I'm just filled with remorse for what I put you all through. I suppose you all could leave, but that would make me very sad. So I saw my family over this past weekend. They're all doing very well, from what I can tell, at least. My brothers, all two of them. My sister. Maybe I'll save this story for later, but here's a teaser. I spent a couple nights in what I'm pretty sure was a haunted inn. And I'll explain that in the future, like, I don't know, a couple minutes. I saw everyone, saw my grandparents. We had a Seder, because it's a lot of the Jewish side of my family. And then me and my siblings were all half Jewish. This is like way too much information about my personal life, but I don't care. And I'm guessing you don't care either, but I'm the one talking and y'all are the ones listening for some reason. Anyways, saw the Jewish part of my family. We did our Seder thing. Delicious food cooked by my grandmother. Excellently done. So I can't speak highly enough of that. And we had baked Alaska as well for dessert. And yeah, if you don't, I think most people know what it is. But if you don't know what it is, actually, how much time did I give myself to talk for this? We got a bit more time. Sorry, guys. It's like a super ice cream cake where you have like a layer of cake at the bottom and then massive layers of ice cream, and it's all covered in meringue, and you put the whole thing in an oven and the meringue cooks. It's like a nice, I don't know, brownness. Well, I don't know what you call it. I usually know, but it's just because of the time and whatever. And it's delicious and it's big. A slice of this is big, and I had three slices both the first day, the first night, and the second night, and it was way too much ice cream, but I couldn't back down. It had strawberries with it as well, and hot fudge, I don't think, I can still kind of taste it in the back of my mouth, just left over from how much I had. It's still kind of working its way down the throat all these days later. And yeah, maybe that's good. I have a lot to talk about this weekend, so maybe this show I won't be grasping at so many straws. But I think with that, we're going to resume the music, if I can pull it up. And I'll be talking with you guys soon, okay? So don't get too lonely now, all right? I'll be back. Okay, enjoy. Hello, darlings. I am back. It's me, your favorite DJ at 3 a.m., DJ Pending. Oh, boy. All right. Let's see. Last time we left off, I was describing my personal weekend at length with 10 people who I may or may not know. And that's where we resume, I believe. So buckle up, baby, because you're in for one heck. Because I can't say the H word in here, or so I've been advised. You're in for one heck of a ride. Or maybe you're not. We're going to find out together. Okay, so let's see. I promised you stories about the haunted inn I stayed in. And it's not really a story. I have to describe the setting to you. And I probably shouldn't... I won't say the inn by name because... I don't know. I don't want to be sued. Just in case there's an inn owner listening... who doesn't want me to talk about their haunted inn, but it's okay. So it's on a farm. I'll tell you that it's on a farm and yeah, there might be horses on that farm. Okay. And there's an inn on that farm where there are horses. And so, you kind of drive up this gravel path. Sure. Whatever. It's a farm. I have to be timing how long I talk so that I know how long I'm talking for and how long. Okay, I set that up. You drive up the gravel path and you get to kind of like, you know, a nice looking building, maybe a bit run down, but you know, it's fine. And certainly you go inside and it's like a typical inn or like a bed and breakfast kind of deal. You know, you got all these nice couches, a bunch of horse paraphernalia, like you would not believe how many horse things there were inside this building. There are like horse shoes, horse heads, not like stuffed horse heads, but like ceramic horse heads, horse mugs, probably horse paintings, horse photographs. I mean, just anything you can think of, and then more things horse related. And horses are fun. I got nothing against horses. I mean, they're not birds. A topic I will not talk about at length tonight, but they are, you know, whatever, they're our equestrian friends. And so, also there are like other people's wedding albums scattered about, because weddings happen at this place. And that's kind of weird, I feel. I mean, it's nice, I guess, to see, but I don't really have an interest in, you know, looking through a bunch of strangers at a wedding. But I guess it's like a coffee table book. You know, you got those books and it's mostly pictures and they tell some sort of, they're thematic in some way. Well, all these coffee table books were someone else's wedding themed. Anyways, most of the inn is normal. You know, it's creaky because it's old. The rooms are fine. My room is fine too, but my parents' room had this gigantic heart-shaped jacuzzi tub. I thought that was a bit much. But you go on up to the second floor, and you got rooms there. Then you turn the corner, and there's a door. And beyond this door is a staircase. And this staircase is carpeted. It's all carpeted from beyond this point, which or, you know, really makes it feel like it's from the past, because you don't really do just complete carpeted floors nowadays. Everyone's all about that hard wood. Well, and this was not that. It was just, it wasn't a shag carpet, but it wasn't like a very thin carpet. It was in between shag and like the opposite of shag. And you walk up these stairs, and there are individual baby shoes placed like along the stairs, which is kind of weird. And none of them have like a match. There's never a pair of baby shoes. It's just one baby shoe of one type, and like, you know, a baby sandal and like a baby boot, and they all seem kind of old, and I don't know what they're doing there, and they're like these old photographs of people I don't know. And in my room, I share this room with my brother, Max, who I mention more often than I ever thought I would ever. But I mention him more often on this show, yeah, than would be expected. He's not listening. He's asleep right now, I think. So you get to the room, and, you know, it's still all carpeted, and it's like in the attic, so the ceilings are kind of sloped. I mean, it's a furnished attic, but the ceilings are sloped, and there's like a rocker, like in one corner of the room that, you know, is evidently for a baby. But let me tell you, other than the baby shoes, there's no evidence of any babies at this place. And our bathroom is down a flight of stairs and around like a corner for some reason. And I don't know, it was a nice place, really. I mean, the beds were comfy. Max got bit by stuff, but he always gets bit by stuff when he stays at hotels, so that's kind of par for the course. I didn't get bit by anything. I think he's more tasty than me. If you have an opinion, well, I'd ask you to call in, but I'm pretty scared of that. Anyways, enough about me and my brother's tastiness. A topic I'm not sure if I'm even allowed to talk about on air. Yeah, it was just kind of bizarre. I mean, it was fine. It was... Maybe he got bit by ghosts, because I didn't see any bugs. I don't know why the ghost wouldn't like me. I don't know why the bugs wouldn't like me. I guess it's really a blessing. I shouldn't feel so as offended as I do. But it's hard to not feel like... In fact, I hear a ghost right now in my headphones. But I'm going to ignore that. There's always something going on at this time of night. Anyways, and that's the story of the haunted inn I stayed at. There's no real story there, and I apologize for that. It's just a description, but if you want to use that description as like some sort of kernel for maybe a short story you want to write, I mean, I can't stop you, and I won't stop you. Well, no, okay, I there's nothing I can do to stop you, so feel free, take it and run. Anyways, I am, I believe, legally obligated to read a PSA for you, you know, once an hour, and I'm only here for an hour, so that means one PSA. I'm not sure if I'm obligated to read it in a serious way, or if I just need to say the words verbatim in any way. Maybe I can space them out, like just pop in a word every now and then, and, you know, if you put them all together, then there's the secret message, it's the PSA. But I won't do that, because I don't think the FCC would agree with me. But without further ado, let me get the big binder full of PSAs, and I'll read one of the ones I always read. Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the... No, I got to read it in a different way. I read it that way last time. Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay. Eventually they're going to get angry at me, but until that happens, we're going to keep having some fun with those ones every week. Let me put that binder back. There we go. For those interested at home, I'm talking... Oh, well, actually, A, we're running out of time. And B, I'm talking way too close to the mic. Maybe you can tell. My lips are touching it, and it can't be very sanitary. That's another thing that if, you know, people who work here are listening to, they might get mad about. So I really shouldn't mention it. But once again, it's like 3:31, 13, 14, 15 a.m. And, you know, I got to find something to talk about. So why not my inappropriate behavior? I shouldn't call it that. That makes it sound worse than it is. Anyways, we're going to continue with some music, I think. And hopefully that makes everyone, I don't know, happy. Yeah, happy is a good thing to aim for, sure. So, enjoy. I take it back. I have to tell you what I played you last time. I apologize. I got everyone all revved up. Okay, I played, before I started rambling on, We Will Become Silhouettes by The Postal Service, The Suburbs by Arcade Fire, and Shooting the Moon by OK Go. Okay, and without further ado, let's go. I'm proud of that one.
It's so dark, I can't see the light. Well, I close my eyes and I think of you. Teddy bear, honey bee, don't forget that you love me more than the stars over your head. Just that your love shines like the moon, full and bright, and blinding through into my heart, into my head. Shining through you. Oh, oh, oh. 1, 2, 3, 1. Grandma's ring.
dance to R&B. And I don't care if anybody's watching me. When I'm homesick, I'll go to the supermarket. I'll buy all the things I think Mama would get. And what I buy for apricots, I'll never eat them before they rot. They'll just become an afterthought.
In our eyes, and with heart-shaped bruises and late-night kisses, divine.
Cue to start talking again. So here I am, everybody, DJ Pending on the radio. Now I'm going to be completely... Oh yeah, no, I remember actually. I was going to say, I'm going to be completely honest, I totally forget where we last left off, because I don't keep track of anything. Ever. But I do remember, I was telling you about my bad microphone habits. And I'll be honest, they continued. Even after I started playing music, I started squishing the microphone bulb. And let me tell you, it's a real treat. Maybe, I know you can't feel it here with me, but I should speak more articulately as well. Sometimes at this hour, I tend to just kind of not really move my mouth very much. I shouldn't do that. Anyways, I was squishing the microphone bulb, maybe you call it. I'm not sure. But it's like delightfully... squishy. I don't know. I guess that's what you'd say. And I know that you can't really experience that here with me, all 10 of you listening currently, at the least 10. I mean, there might be more of you using an actual radio. Maybe. But maybe by my squishing the microphone bulb and by your hearing whatever sound that makes, that might let you kind of experience what I'm going through right here. And so I'm going to look at my little volume levels, make sure I don't, deafen y'all. But okay, here I go. Okay, hopefully that gave you a sense of kind of how nice it is to just really get your hands around this thing and give it a squeeze. Nobody take that out of context, please. Anyways, I could talk more about my weekend. I could, in fact, in some ways, I'm thinking this book of PSAs, this giant binder I have, is kind of like a giant binder full of conversation starters. Because it's just all full of all these weird, fun, well, I don't know that you call them fun facts, but all these facts. You know, you're at a party, you're trying to, you know, strike up a conversation with, let's say your boss. You're at a party, it's a work party. It's the work Christmas party, the office Christmas party. And you're trying to get that raise, and you turn to your boss and you say, every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross helps bring, oh, no, I said it wrong. You've missed your promotion. It's been given to Greg, and let's fork that guy. Pretty sure I can say fork. So you've blew it. Flash forward a year. New Christmas party, new promotion, you're talking to your boss, and you say, in the event of a car crash, 3 out of 4 kids are not as secure as they should be because their car seats are not used correctly. But the latch system makes it easier to get it right and hold your kids tight. Anchor, tether, latch. Learn more at safecar.gov. Now, if that doesn't get you that promotion, I don't know what will. Because if I were a boss, something that may never happen, but if I were a boss, my first priority would be keeping my kids safe in the car. I bring them to work, my kids. They're 14 and 21. And I buckle them up in the car and I bring them to work. And I have like a little room I put them in. It's got everything kids could want. It's got like chutes and ladders. It's got Candyland. It's got Willy Wonka and VHS. No, it's not Willy. It's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The original one, not the one with Johnny Depp, and that's on VHS. Now, there's not a VHS player because they don't make those anymore. But if I find if you take a VHS and you pick it up and you rattle it kind of close to your ear, you can sometimes just make out the rip-roaring dialogue of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Sorry, big sigh. I haven't been breathing. I've just been talking. Which it's another thing I should apologize for. Here you go. Now we're getting to the remorseful part of the show. By the way, I hope I'm not too loud for y'all, right? I guess if I was too loud, you'd just turn me down. But in my own ears currently, maybe I'll turn myself down. That's a lot better. I was way too loud in my ears. It was like everything I was saying, I was screaming at myself, which is a bizarre experience. You know, if you listen real closely, you can hear the sidewalk beep. I noticed that in the archives, you can hear it. And yes, I do go over and listen to my shows, and I legitimately do think, what could be better, you know? How could I improve this experience for my listeners? And I've mentioned this before. I don't know if people really know that I actually do this, because I lie a lot. Not a lot. You know what? It just little lies, like, because I can tell you anything, and you don't know if it's true. You're not with me. You know, most of you probably don't know me, but I do listen to my shows, the archives that are available online. That's a subtle plug to listen to my archives. I don't know why you would, when you're already going through it now, and like, you know, now you have an excuse. It's like early in the morning, and you don't have anything better to do. Like, you know, it's. If it's like midday, why are you going to play? But if you want to play me midday, they're up there. Anyways, I listen to it and I think, what could I do better? And I do kind of make a set of ideas, and then I stay up all night on Thursday night / Friday morning. And, you know, as the minutes tick by, the hours pass, each idea kind of floats away from me. And so I arrive back in the station to make the same mistakes over and over and over again. But that's okay. Because here at Probably Birds, we're all about acceptance. That's number one. Well, I don't know if it's number one. It's up there. Acceptance, self-love, other love. I love you. I always have to say that on the show at some point, I think. and just keeping it kosher, especially this Passover. I don't keep it kosher, actually, not for Passover and, you know, never otherwise either. Maybe, I mean, some days I probably accidentally keep it kosher, but never like, you know, thinking, oh, can't eat shellfish. I mean, I'm not really Jewish. Like, my dad's side of the family is Jewish, but I'm not really anything. I have my own religion, actually, which will be a topic for next show. Tune in to hear about my little cult, which you're welcome to join for the low, low price of a couple dollars every now and then. Anyways, I've talked for too much, and things are getting quickly out of hand. I'm going to play the last song of the night, actually, which is kind of sad, especially for you guys, because that means I'll be doing more talking. But I'll play the last song of the night, and then I'll do a bit more talking. We'll say farewell. Maybe we'll have a special segment or something. Maybe I'll think of something, but enjoy. Beautiful.
Thank you.
right, everybody, that was the last song for the night. That was New Slang by The Shins. And personally, I don't talk about the music I play much. Maybe I should. I've got a lot of thoughts on them. But I quite like the line in that song, "Dawn breaks like a bull through the hall." I don't know. I think it's pretty good. That's all I'm going to say about it. But on the topic of lines, and I'm not going to talk... okay, can't say that. On the topic of lines, I thought about a segment for the show. That's right. It doesn't have a name yet. Maybe we'll call this... No, we can't call a segment in a show. Okay. I'm having these thoughts, and I'm not explaining them to the people listening to me. I was thinking I could call the segment Probably Birds, but would that be too weird in a show already named Probably Birds? Nah. All right. This segment of the show is called Probably Birds, and it's where we read amateur poetry, I find, just to make things a little bit more weird. And thank you. I don't... Personally, I hate declaring myself as weird. I feel like one of those people who are like, oh, I'm so quirky. You can interpret me how you will. I don't really, you know, it's whatever. I don't want to give myself labels. Anyways, here's a couple pieces of amateur poetry I've found. This isn't supposed to be good. It's not supposed to be anything. Anyways, I toss the love of my life some straws to grasp at, and she burns them to keep herself warm. There you go. That one's pretty moody, isn't it? Honestly, if she needs to keep warm, I say, fair enough. Maybe it's this poetry critique. Maybe, I don't know. This was a bad idea for a segment. Anyways, following another love poem here, looks like. Cotton ball skies frame my descent. I think of her too often. She's visits from an angel, the air in my lungs. I don't know. Make what you will of that, I guess. That's all the amateur poetry I'm going to read tonight, because I'm kind of weirded out by it. Maybe it's... I mean, honestly, I think it's not very understandable. No, I mean, I shouldn't say put it like that. I should say I'm bad at understanding it, which it kind of makes it fun to read in ways that I don't really want to describe. Because it's almost 4 a.m. and I don't really have the words. The poems have the words. Make of it them what you will. And I've given myself some more time to ramble on. I thought of something to say, too, but I know what I have to say. This is DJ Pending, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have to say that, because if I don't, the FCC gets mad at me. Lots of rules in this... Actually, there aren't many rules in this station. I'm evidence of that. I just come on and, you know, I mess about for a bit and then I leave. I close down the station. They trust me with the job of setting things all up for closing. Or was that setting things down? I don't know. So it's pretty, as I said last show, loosey and goosey. There's another bird element for the show. I was actually listening over the weekend. I listened to the station a bit, WMFO, 91.5 FM. And honestly, I was amazed at how professional some of the shows sounded. In some ways, I listened to it with my brother, actually. He didn't even believe it was a college radio station. He's like, wow, this sounds great. And I said, yeah, no, it does. This is not how it sounds when I'm on. I mean, it's just a deranged man. No, in fact, a deranged boy.